Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
All right, it is another Theater Thursday with Harry Duke. He has been banished to the KSRO newsroom.
Actually, I'm at a card table on the roof of Fox Plaza today.
Yeah, how do you like that new bar we got up on the top of the building?
I understand precautions, but this is ridiculous.
I don't know. Well, at least there you can take your mask off.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it has been, man. No clouds in the sky. Beautiful blue sky. Joining us right now is Argo Thompson, our great friend from Left Edge Theater. Argo, how the hell are you?
I'm fantastic. How the heck are you?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's nice to hear your sexy voice. I can't see your sexy face.
I don't know how I am anymore. But, you know, hanging in, that's all we can do. So this is right. This is really unique what Left Edge Theater is doing. It's virtual performances of a play called Small Mouth Sounds. I thought Harry said Small Mouse Sounds, but it's mouth.
Squeak, squeak.
M-O-U-T-H. Which you're directing. Explain what Left Edge is doing with all this. This is going to be quite a virtual run. It's great idea.
Let me preface that by saying live theater as we've known it, you know, for a millennium or so, just doesn't exist anymore. The getting into a theater in an enclosed space, sitting next to people, watching people on stage, it doesn't happen. It isn't happening now. It's probably not going to happen for quite some time. So theater companies have had to get creative on how to stay relevant, how to stay connected with their audiences. Most companies have canceled their seasons, postponed them at the very least, but Left Edge is doing something different. They're going forward with their next production, and as Steve said, they're doing it virtually. So now we can talk about what you're trying to do here, Argo.
Sure. We like to say be in the Zoom where it happens until we can be in the room where it happens. So yeah, it's obviously probably the least safe place to be, in a theater crammed full of people with people across from you breathing or singing or speaking on you. So that's not happening for, like you said, a really long time. So we took all of our shows and we're trying to find ways to do them virtually or live streaming. So we're taking this play, Small Mouth Sounds, which is a comedy by Bess Wohl, and we're all remotely rehearsing through Zoom, and we are going to present that June 5th through the 14th, live in Zoom. And then after that, it will be recorded and available to stream for two more weekends.
That's a pretty brilliant idea. How many people are involved? There must be a lot of folks.
So we've got 7 in the cast. We've got a stage manager, 2 stage hands, and me backstage, off screen.
And force of habit.
Backstage in your kitchen.
In the crew, plus a lighting consultant. April George is still working with us. We bought all this high-tech equipment. We've got fancy cameras, microphones, ring lights. And now all these actors who, you know, they've got a tough enough job being real, behaving truthfully under imaginary circumstances and remembering their friggin' lines. Now they've got to be their own camera operator. They've got to be their own light designer. They've got to be their own costume designers, props. We do have Vicky who's buying props because some props show up in one person's space and then they hand it to another person and it's got to show up in that space.
Cool. So, I like it.
Yeah. We've got body doubles for this one. We've got footage from the field that we intersperse into the presentation. We went out and had them do some homework assignments, film some places in the woods. The play takes place at a retreat.
I was going to say, let's talk about the play itself. Yeah.
Well, first, let me just let everyone know that our dear friend, Drive Hall of Famer, the ubiquitous David Yen, is in this one, too.
True.
But that's right.
Yeah, but talk about the play. Yeah, what's this all about?
Okay, so we got 6 people who are a little bit damaged, broken. They're at a retreat, and they're swearing a vow of silence while they're there. So the only person that's talking is the teacher, and you never see the teacher. You only hear the teacher. So you see them in their different retreat sessions. You see them in their cabins. You see them out at the woods. And there is nudity allowed at the lake. So we see some action at the lake.
So we got Zoom nudity?
Yeah, but it's
no,
David Yen.
We'll call it. Well, there are other
David's
going to
hate
there.
Me for that one.
Yeah, but David's sexy enough. Ariel Zuckerman, David Yen, Gina Alvarado, Katie Kelly, Lulu Thompson, Lydia Revolus, and Mark Bradbury are the fabulous actors in this, and they are amazing.
Okay, so this takes place at a retreat. Now, for folks who've not participated in a Zoom meeting or session, give us a sense of what they will see on their screens, representative of the show.
Sure, sure. Let me take a step back real quick. So theater, I find, is a medium of words, and that the audience is their own camera person. They can choose to look at what they want to. Screens and TV and film, I think audiences are used to the camera telling them what to look at.
Right.
So we are trying, and it's a visual medium. So we're trying to marry those two into what is a new art form here, so that sometimes we are in what's called gallery view, and you can see all of the actors in the remote boxes on the screen at the same time. And we've tried to have virtual backgrounds behind them that make them look like they're in the same space. Sometimes they're across from each other. Sometimes they're side by side. Sometimes it's over the shoulder shot. And then every once in a while, we intersperse establishing video shots, sound, and what I'll call speaker view, which is more accustomed to what audiences are used to when they look at a screen, where it's the person who's talking usually is the focus
right.
of the screen. And then every once in a while, there's an over-the-shoulder kind of reaction shot from somebody else. So we're blending that idea that there's a gallery view, and you can choose to follow the character that you're most interested in or try to see all the actions going on. And then every once in a while, we switch it up so it's more accustomed to what people are used to on a TV or in a movie, where it's the person who's speaking and then there's outtakes.
So are most of the actors in one place together, or are they all doing
home? They are all from their own homes, and they've converted a room. One of them even went so far as to paint the walls in there so it was more like a green screen to get better quality green screening.
Wow.
In their room. They've set up their own studios somewhere in their house. So they're all remotely. They're never in the same place at once, and yet there are times when, you know, last night I was like, okay, hand those back to everybody. I was like, oh, wait, they already have them all. It didn't make it to that one person. Because it feels like they're in the same space, even though they are not.
Gotcha. That's cool. Tell us a little about Beth Wall. How old is this play? Is she a New Yorker or what?
No, I'm not certain where Beth resides, but I do not believe she's from New York. The way she writes is more like she's from the West Coast. It is a fairly new play. As always, we only do plays that have never been produced in Sonoma County before.
Right.
It's a Sonoma County premiere, sometimes a West Coast premiere, our shows, and it has to be written in the last 5 years. So it is fairly new.
Okay. And again, the dates and times on all this, it's beginning,
the
5th of June?
Yeah, we open June 5th, and we are streaming it live from June 5th to June 14th. That is live via Zoom.
So that's seven performances over 2 weeks, and each performance will be done live, and each performance is an original performance.
Correct.
And then after that time, you'll have the video available for viewing and downloading for 2 weeks after that. And it's just like a regular run. You got a four-week run, and then it closes.
That's right. That's exactly right, Harry. We try to stay as true to a convention that, you know, we worked out this four-week run with our subscribers and with our audiences are used to that. Hopefully they can make it the first two weekends so they can see it live. But if they can't, they've got two more weekends to watch it streaming.
And what are the times on the live segments?
All righty. Thank you for asking. Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays are at 8 p.m. Sundays are at 2 p.m. June 5th through the 14th, the lives.
Cool. I got to check this out.
Now, as I understand it, the show runs about 90 minutes without an intermission, correct?
I think it's even shorter than that. But yeah, it is. There's no intermission. It's probably about an hour and 20, 25.
Okay. Okay, folks, if you've never seen a live streaming theatrical performance before, Left Edge has given us the opportunity to give two tickets to the first caller, because this is a ticketed performance. This is, you know, this is a regular production for this company to put on. And so tickets are being sold. And, of course, leftedgetheater.com, you can get that information. But the first caller who is, well, I was going to say who hasn't won in the last 30 days, but we haven't had theater in 3 months now, so it doesn't really matter. The first caller at 707-636-1350 will get that information on how to log in and see this live performance of Small Mouth Sounds being done by Left Edge Theater.
Now, people who want to watch this are going to watch this. They don't have to get involved with Zoom, do they?
They do have to run Zoom for their computers to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to download the Zoom program either on your computer, your iPad, your phone, and watch it via that. It's not just something you can go onto YouTube or any of those other sites and do. It has to be through Zoom.
Okay, because I've never tried Zoom. In fact, I've been wondering for a long time, who's Zooming who?
Take another look and tell me, babe.
Well, I guess I'm going to go into the world of the Zoom because I want to see this.
I should have recognized that was
a
cue.
It's a hysterical comedy. it's very funny and very poignant, and I can't say enough about how great these performers are.
So, Argo, the plays that you selected for the upcoming season, this is the last show of this season, correct?
That's correct. This is our season finale.
I would assume that going forward, you're going to have to adjust because you can't do, I mean, you've never done large cast shows, but there are certain things that I just don't see working via a Zoom broadcast and others that work very well. Are you thinking of modifying your upcoming season at all to accommodate that?
We are thinking about modifying the way we present our performances, but we're trying to try our best to keep the shows that we've selected intact. And so what I mean by that is I imagine that the next loosening is going to allow us to have actors working in the same space. Maybe not have an invited audience in the same room, but we could at that point stream it Facebook Live or YouTube Live.
Nice.
Production that's running. You know what I mean? So the actors are in the same room, and we've got the equipment to handle that already.
Go to leftedgetheater.com, and they're one of the theaters with the R-E at the end, like the place I was born, Rockville Center, New York, which is C-E-N-T-R-E. But leftedgetheater.com, the great Argo Thompson. Argo, great to talk to you again. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for what you do.
All right. And Harry Duke, thanks, buddy. We'll see you next week.
Maybe.